2 weeks ago, we just started to learn a piece from the Netziv in the Hamikdavra at the end of Parshas Shlach to understand a little bit where Rav Kook was coming from. The Beis Medrash, where he came from, was out of the Netziv. And we had spent some time learning the Torah from Rav Kook, explaining why is it that we saw then and we see now, that there are wonderful, wonderful yeshiva bachurim, young men, young women, in his generation, our generation, who are yoytzel matar b'Yisrael, who leave the path of Yiddishkeit. Obviously, there are a number of reasons, and in each generation, and even in each generation, from time to time during that generation, there are all kinds of circumstances and conditions that affect each and every one of us and our children and grandchildren and so on. But ba'ofen klali, derech klal, it's always been this huge problem of ignoring, of not paying attention to where is it in Avodas Hashem? What's this person shayrish in Avodas Hashem, in Limud HaTorah, in learning Torah? And ignoring the fact that each and every Jew has his own and her own shayrish in Torah Hashem. And because of ignoring that, or not paying enough attention to that, the individual feels imprisoned in an area of Torah which he finds foreign to his way of thinking, irrelevant to his life. And that same person, if he would be connected to another area of Torah, and if he wouldn't feel or be taught that it's not for him or it's not for her and so on, would be able to connect very, very deeply to the shorish of himself, of herself, in Avodas Hashem and Torah Hashem, while, of course, continuing to learn that which is necessary in halacha and so on. So we just started this last time. Let's go back over it. I hope you have the page. I know there are some people, they only have a page for an hour. I never understood that, but it must end up in Shema somewhere. But if you have the page to from the Hamikdavra that we began last time, then it's it. It says on the Bamidbar, it says on Tav Kairach. It's the end of Parshas Shlach. So let's just start it again. V'tanya b'sifri, Rabbi Yishmol Eimer Loma Nemav L'Sisuach Eilav Alchem. Loma Nemav L'Sisuach Eilav Alchem. It says in the Medrash Halacha, Rabbi Yishmol asks, why does it say in the Torah, and we say it all the time in Kriya Shema, it's from the end of Parshas Shlach, why do we say V'Sisuach Eilav Alchem? So he says an amazing thing. Because it says in the Pasuk in Kehelas, Smach Bocher B'Yaldusach. Shlomo says to the young man, Smach Bocher B'Yaldusach. It says over there, Yitivcha Libcha B'Meibcha Reisecha, that he says you should rejoice in the days of your youth, and your heart should be glad in your younger years. And the end of the pasuk says, "Vahalech bedarche libcha," and you should go in the way of your heart. Vahalech bedarche libcha. This, of course, would become a very, very popular pasuk with young people, and this would be the battle cry of all teenagers. Vahalech bedarche libcha, that you should go, just follow your heart. Sounds so beautiful. This has caused Many, many parents, a lot of aggravation on money. Bahalach b'darchi libcha. So what is doing over here? What's this doing over here? So Yishmael says, why does it say in Chumash that you should not follow your heart? If you should oimer, because it says in Kehelet, smach b'ocha b'yadusecha, perish v'sefer the cross, v'halech b'darchi libcha, and the end of the pasuk says, v'halech b'darchi libcha, and you should go in the way of your heart. So the Torah says, v'lois asuach levavchem, don't go after your heart. And Shlomo Melech says, v'halech b'darchi libcha, follow your heart. B'derech yosher, b'derech shetirtzeh. So the question is, what is this? What is this path? And when the Torah says, v'lois asuach, you should not follow your heart. B'derech yosher, b'derech shetirtzeh. Tamalom, v'lois asuach, levavchem. And when Shlomo Melech says, v'halech achel, I might think that it's talking about derech shetirtzeh. That's why it says lo sasuach levavchem. It's be derech hayosha. Tamalim lo sasuach levavchem. So then Tziv writes, "V'maimer zapella." This maimer of Rabbi Yishmael is a pella, is a wonder. Ma koshla tana. Lomanema, what's the Tana asking? What's bothering Rabbi Yishmael? Umaza Hayishuv. And what is he answering? Shlei nitta b'divrei Kehelet, that we shouldn't make a mistake with what Shlomo Melech is saying in Kehelet. Loima shekosha adover leilich b'chol derech shetirtze. What we might have a half minute to think that when he says v'halech b'darech elibcha, it means just do whatever you like. It's a hutra aritzu. It's hefkevel. Hefke, do whatever your heart tells you. That we have to have a pasuk in Chumash to say, no, Shlomo Melech doesn't mean anything. It means that it should be b'derech hayosha. Be careful not to follow your heart into all kinds of minus, apikosis, whatever. Makosh latana lomenema maza hayushiv shleinita b'divrei Kehelet leim shekosha adover leilich b'chol derech shetirtzeh afil lasas dvar aveiruch hasushol. When I read that pasuk in Kehelet, when Shlomo Melech says, "Smach b'ocha b'yadusecha," rejoice in your younger years, and then he ends the pasuk and says, "Va'halech b'darchei libcha," and follow the way of your heart. I might think it means to go do averus, that the person's heart is telling him that he should live it up and do averus. That Shlomo Melech is suggesting, God forbid, that we should do averus. Va'halech b'darchei libcha. Then I need to have the pasuk come and say, "No, be careful." What's the havamina? What's the teretz? What's going on? So that's what the Nitziv asks. So listen carefully to his teretz. Ella karcha inyan. This is the meaning of this teaching of Rabbi Yishmael. The kasha loshen of lois asur. Rabbi Yishmael is bothered by the loshen that says in Chumash, v'lois asuru. There are other ways that the pasuk could have been worded, it could have been said, but v'lois asuru, the mashma meloshen mitur ha'aretz, like it says by the Miraglim, and that's the connection between the end of the parasha and the beginning of the parasha, because the parasha v'lois asuru, of course, is the end of Shlach, and the beginning of the parasha Shlach lecha anoshim losur is to go and to search out. Spy to search out. So the Nitziv says, "Elakachin in the kosh loshem lesasu the mashmo miloshem mitur haaretz," which is chipus inyan chadash. The meaning of sasur lasur is to find a new way, to search for something new. To search for something new, which Bnei Israel said they wanted to do, to find a mahalach, a way of going into Eretz Yisrael and of conquering the land. Which is at the beginning of the parasha. The end of the parasha is v'lois asurach v'levav macharinecha. So the Nitziv says, "The mashma v'loshem mitur haaretz chipus inyan chadash, searching for a new mahalach." V'yoyis anayach haya iksiv v'lois selchach v'levavchem. should have followed the usual nusach in Tanakh, and the parsha should have ended with saying, if we're talking about not to stray after your heart into all kinds of heretical, idolatrous things, then it should have said, Don't follow your heart. Don't go after your heart. That could be misleading you and pulling you into all kinds of crazy things. And we would have understood very well. If it would have said in Chumash, it would have meant, obviously, that you should not follow or be misled by your heart to go into minus, which means into heresy, into apikorsis, and so on. Because the heart is very tempted by these things, by these false ideologies and so on. So if Yishmael was bothered, why does it say v'loisasur achrei levavchem? A loshna of lasur, which means to seek something new, to go find some new way. Why doesn't it just say v'loiselcho? This, the Nesiv says, was bothering of Yishmael. As a Yishev Yishmael, Oy Kavan Abazorazu. So Yishmael, in answering this question, reveals a deeper meaning of this warning of the Torah of Elois Asur Achrei Levavchem. He reveals a deeper meaning to this, Elois Asur. And he brings the pasuk in Kehelas that Shlomo Melech says, "Smach Bocha Bialdusecha, Yitivcha Libcha, Bimei Bechoresecha, Vahalech B'darchei Libcha." V'ha'inu de Shlomo Omar, v'ha'lech b'darchei libcha. Shlomo Melech says, v'ha'lech b'darchei libcha. He uses the word v'ha'lech, and follow, and walk in the way of your heart. V'atan mefarish kol oise mikra. So Yishmael comes and explains this pasuk, which is one of many psukim in Kehelas that could be misunderstood. And he explains, "V'atanam afarish kol oisa mikra smach bocher l'shem mitzvah." That this entire pasuk smach bocher b'yaldusacha, it's not talking about going to parties and clubs, which is the way the world has chosen, for obvious reasons, to interpret the pasuk to make Shlomo Melech into some sort of a hippie. I don't know if the younger people here know what that means, but to make him into a Democrat. That as if what? Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. Yitivcha libcha. Enjoy yourself while you're young. Live it up. Have a good time. V'alech b'darchei libcha. And follow your heart. Your parents are telling you to try to go to school, to get a job. Your heart is telling you to... Your heart is telling you to spend the next month in a tent protesting something that you're not quite sure what it is. And that's okay, sweetie pie. Just follow your heart. This has been an argument between parents and children since the beginning of time. But it's interesting how what happens to the children when they become parents, that they all of a sudden understand that philosophy, that not everything is v'halach b'darchei libcha. Now the Medrash explains, and that's what Yishmael is referring to, that pasuk is not talking about going to parties or protests. The pasuk is talking about Dvar Mitzvah. That's how Chazal learned pshat in the Medrash. That when Shlomo Melech says Smach Bocha B'Yaldusecha, he's talking about going to a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, to go to Fabrengen, to go to a Dvar Mitzvah. And the Ikar Dvar Mitzvah, of course, is learning Torah, which is the occupation, which should be the occupation, ideally, of every young person, is to be completely immersed in the study of Torah. So he explains the Nitziv. V'atanam afarish kol oisa mikra smach bocher l'shem mitzvah v'hochi pirish of Medrash Kehelas. That's how Pshat is learned in Medrash Kehelas. That is talking about smach bocher b'yaldusacha is b'dvar mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah. V'achi pirshu medrash kehelas. V'zel das reish lokish b'gemara Shabbos samach gimel mebeis. Akan l'divrei Torah. And that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says on Shabbos. The Smach Boch of Yalda Sacha is talking about learning Torah. To rejoice, the Shulmach is saying to each and every Bacher, Smach Boch of Yalda Sacha. To enjoy your learning. To enjoy your learning. Smach Boch of Yalda Sacha. When you get old, you're not going to have that much time. Life gets complicated. When you're young, you have time to learn. Smach Boch of Yalda Sacha. Enjoy that time that you have to really, really concentrate on your learning. And your heart should be glad with that simcha of learning and growing. Well, Pirush Rashi, smach b'talmudcha. That's exactly what Rashi says on the pasuk. Smach means b'talmudcha, in your learning. Smach b'talmudcha. Rejoice and enjoy your learning. L'moid misimcha v'tov leiv. Learn Torah with joy and with gladness of heart. V'nimtza perush. So now, what does the end of the pasuk mean? When Shlomo Melech finishes the pasuk, smach bocha b'yad v'sacha v'yativcha libcha b'yimei b'churei secha, and is talking about the simcha of learning Torah in the younger years when you're not busy with other stuff. Then what's the end of the pasuk? Well, the pasuk ends, v'haleich b'darchei libcha. Follow the ways of your heart. So what does it mean? V'haleich b'darchei libcha. Since it's not talking about going, God forbid, partying and stuff. What does it mean, v'haleich b'darchei libcha? So now the Netziv explains very beautifully. Again, there are thousands of Maamar Kaimis. We'll do a little bit more, but I wanted just to connect Rav Kook to his Rebbe. For those who think that what Rav Kook was saying is so radical to suggest that a person follows his heart when it comes to serving God. V'alech b'darchi libchlefi she'ein hiluch avaydus Hashem b'tmidus she'kol b'nei odem shavin. The Netziv explains, the path of each person in his avaydus Hashem, it's not the same. Each person is different. V'she'ein hiluch avaydus Hashem b'tmidus on a regular basis, b'tmidus, that path that a person chooses in his avodas Hashem, it's not, he says, ein hiluch avodas Hashem betmidus shel kol b'nei adam shavin. It's not the same. It's not equal by everybody. Ze oisik b'tayra v'amal kol yom. You have one person who is busy learning Torah, and he loves and he toils in Torah all day long. V'zeh parish atzim l'avayda. If another person, his avayda, his place in avayda Hashem is be'ikir, in avayda, tefillah, in avayda. Not that he doesn't learn at all. Not that the guy that's learning doesn't daven. But this person, the tmidus, on a regular basis, the ikir of this person is in Torah, and the ikir of this person is in tefillah, in avayda. V'zeh l'gimilis chasadim. And you have another person, that his shayrish is in gemilas chasadim, in doing things, acts of kindness. V'akol l'shem shemayim, and we're talking about three people who are doing this l'shem shemayim. These are good guys. This is l'shem shemayim. The ikkah sinner that exists between Jews who are shem and mitzvahs. I'm not talking about outside of the world of Torah mitzvahs. Among Jews who are Shema Tamis, the ikkar sin is not being able to understand this simple truth of v'halach b'darchei libcha. V'halach b'darchei libcha in avodas Hashem. This person, his inyan is Isaac b'tayra malakal yayin. V'zeh parish asma l'avoda. V'zeh gemilas chasadim. V'akol l'shem shemayim. V'gam b'tayra atzma. And not only that, the Netziv says, in Torah itself, even if that's your thing, in Torah itself, ain kol derech limud shava. Not everybody's derech limud is the same. How they learn and what they learn. And it's unbelievable how people look down at how people who are learning look down at other people, how they learn, their derech limud, what they learn, what they like to learn. Ain't called derech limud shava. The gamba ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, and even when it comes to mitzvahs, in the world of mitzvahs itself, in the world of avayda itself, mitzvahs. Isa beperek kol kisvei. Gemara says in Shabbos, ovoch b'may zor tvei. When one would ask the other, ovoch b'may zor tvei, what was your father's specialty? B'may zor tvei, in other words, in mitzvahs. So this one's was tzitzis. That doesn't mean that he didn't put on film, but he had a special connection to tzitzis. Ovoch b'may zor tvei. Vayomar zohir b'misas Shabbos, umar b'misas tzitzis. And we see that one Amar says that his father, the ikur of his father was Shabbos. That was his father. His father was tzitzis. His father put on tefillin. His father learned. But you ask me over b'may zohir tvei, what was my father's specialty? Shabbos. And the other one says my father's specialty tzitzis. Vareza kedisa b'yushalmi. Seif perk out the Kedushin. Yushalmi says, Kol oise mitzvah achas mitivanoi. Yushalmi says, a person who does one mitzvah, Kol oise mitzvah achas mitivanoi, Hashem is Baruch will give him all kinds of good things. Umarichin lo yomav, and he has a long life. V'noichel es aretz, and he inherits the land. I mean, all kinds of good things. Kol oise mitzvah achas. So that's not so hard. The Torah makes such a promise for a person who's oisa mitzvah achas, who does one mitzvah. Metivim loy, marichin lo yomav, v'noich lasaretz. Amri b'yurim rabun, mi sheyichid loy mitzvah, le'ovar alem ha'olam. So the Yushalmi says, what does it mean? Ha'oisa mitzvah achas. It doesn't mean chalila to the exclusion of other mitzvahs. Ha'oisa mitzvah achas, if a guy only keeps one mitzvah his whole life, he's not getting any olam havi, you understand? So what does it mean, ha'oisa mitzvah achas? It means, the Yushalmi says, mishiyichalei mitzvah, somebody who sets aside one particular mitzvah, besides that he does the mitzvahs, but he takes one mitzvah, and he never ever violates it. He lives with it every day of his life. Never goes against it. Never gives it up. It's his mitzvah. This is his big mitzvah. Never ever ever misses. He takes one mitzvah that his heart is drawn to, that he feels that his whole life is connected to. And he lives with that. He does everything else, of course. He's a yid. He keeps mitzvahs. But you know, there are good days, there are bad days, better this, that. But when it comes to that mitzvah achas of his life, he has all of these promises: mitivin loy, marichin loyamav, noichel saaretz. That's something very practical that each and every one of us has to think about. L'maisa. Over Mechilta Pashas B'Shalach Tanya, it says in the Mechilta, Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas Ba'amana, and again, all kinds of promises. Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas Ba'amana. That means, anybody who keeps a particular mitzvah, Ba'amana, we'll see in a few minutes when I read Zabaisam, what it means, Ne'amanas. The amana, faithfully, no matter what. The amana. Kloisa mitzvah achas ba'amana, also tremendous promises. Vayin mashikasavti v'sevet devarim. V'chem b'gimlis chasodim. So it's like that with Torah. It's like that with mitzvahs, with avodah. That particular area of Torah, that particular mitzvah, v'chein megmilas chasadim. And so it is when it comes to gemilas chasadim. Ein kol ha'oiskim shovin b'halichas elamim. People, they have different things. They're drawn to different inyanim in gemilas chasadim. And one person can't see, like, why did that other person, why does he, what's he, with this, there was a guy, I remember, that came here years ago. He started a whole fund, and he was going around like this, and he built mamish, an empire of chesed. He was raising money to buy heaters for Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they're cold in the winter, and there are many, many people who don't have proper heaters. And there was this guy from Lakewood. He came here, and he made it this thing that he's buying. He wants to buy heaters. He bought thousands and thousands of different kinds of heaters for poor Jews. And he found where they live, and he goes into these old almanas, you know, some old almanas somewhere. And she sits there in her coat the whole winter, and he had an Indian like this. There's a Yid that I know. He doesn't know that I know this, but there's a Yid that I know, because it happened that there's a clothing store in Williamsburg where I've gone to over the years, and the Chenvani there is a very, very fine Jew, very fine Jew. He's been there for a long time, the owner of the store, this clothing store. He says, you're from the Five Towns. There's a Yid over there by this and this name. Do you know this Yid? He said, you know, there's a Jew from the Five Towns by this name. I said, sure, I know who he is. He said, let me tell you something. This is what he told me. Let me tell you something about this Yid. And you have to understand that this fella from the Five Towns, you would describe as being more of a modern kind of a guy. And you might even say that he's very modern. So this Chassidish guy in Williamsburg tells me that you should know that this Yid in the Five Towns, that he came here to me years ago, and he said that there's an open account. He said to me, the owner says, anytime you see a Jew, you know of a Jew here in the neighborhood that could use a suit, could use some clothing, he says, you bring him in to the store, and you get him a suit, and you put it on my cheshbon. Any time that you know of somebody that could use for a chasm, for anybody, you see a person that's never walking around, not dressed properly, bring him in, take his measurements, don't tell him who I am, it's on my cheshbon. He says, and he's this going for years and years and years and years. Thousands, thousands, and thousands of dollars. This owner of the store is a very elegant person, obviously, and he's careful in how he does it and so on. But he said, you have no idea who this guy is. You have a person sitting over in the Five Towns. What does he have a shaykhus over here to the people in the neighborhood? And he made such a thing. He said, Mastam, he does in other neighborhoods too. But he said, that's what he does over here in Williamsburg. Years and years and years. No one knows who it is. Goes in there, tells him, come here, I'll make you a suit. So what is it with this person? So the fella, the store, says, I asked him, so, yeah, what kind of interesting thing, that he has such an Indian. So he said that this fellow from the Five Towns told him, the guy in Williamsburg said that this tzaddik told him that he grew up on the Lower East Side, very, very poor. And he was so poor that he didn't even have a Shabbos malbush. He didn't have a Shabbos. He used to have to wear the same thing Shabbos and during the week. That's how poor they were. And he made up in his mind that if he would ever be able to have money, he would want to see to it that Jews should be able to dress Shabbos dick. They should have clothing. And his whole life, he's not a young person. This Indian of being malbush arumim. It's his mitzvah. And there's something that's like when this guy comes to Shemaim, you know what it's going to be. all these yidden coming in the malbushim to dance with him, to make their kabbalas panim at 120 for him, that he had such an inyan in his life, thousands and thousands over the years of people to be malbush people with clothing. It's a mitzvah achas, one mitzvah. A mitzvah achas. That somehow he was zoicha that Hashem made it known to him through his heart that he has a special inyan in the world to try to clothe people, to get them clothing. Again, I only know this one thing about the guy in Williamsburg. Who knows what he's doing with in Eretz Yisrael, with other places? I have no idea. I never told him that I knew this, that I knew his secret. I have no idea. But that's one little place in Williamsburg that he does this. Now, I'll say something else that's interesting about this yid. That when I know him, and he's in the Five Towns, but he dresses very, very, very fancy. Very fancy. He likes to dress. He has like the neckties always like this, and very, very put together. Fancy guy. So if you wouldn't know this thing, this story, you would see him and say, come on, what does he have with being all safaputzed all the time, Like dressed up like all the time. So he has an inyan with clothing. But we don't know the other side of it. The other side of it is a tzaddik. He has an inyan with clothing. But the other side of it is a mitzvah achas that he does his whole life. Such a mitzvah. So that's what the Nesiv explains. Even a gemilas chasodim. It's different. If you tell the guy, with the heaters about with the clothing, he says okay, it's beautiful. He doesn't have an inyan like that. And the guy with the clothing about buying heaters, he doesn't have an inyan like that. You have here in the neighborhood. There's this tzaddikus, a choshev woman. She's with hachnasas kala. She's Isaac, she does mitzvahs with Hachnasas Kala. I'm telling you, sometimes I talk to her, she calls up about something with a particular chasna. So she gives herself over to Hachnasas Kala. Who knows why from 1,000 years ago, when she was a poor Kala, who knows these things? But it's in the sherish of who she is, to help Kalas. And she also built a whole inyan in this sugi of Hachnasas Kala. And she runs around the whole world to get money for these girls. Hachnasas Kala. V'im bo odem lushal eizuhu derech yesharish yavaloi b'derech limudoi. So somebody comes to ask, what is the straight path? What is the best way of learning? Eizuhu derech yesharish yavaloi, what's the b'derech limudoi? Or somebody asks you, b'mel yezor hitvei. Someone comes and asks you, "What is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah I should be most careful with? What's the mitzvah I should be most careful with?" Al ze amar kahalas. So they asked Shlomo HaMelech that question. He's the smartest person in the world. So they used to ask Shlomo HaMelech, "Rabbi, Your Majesty, what's my inyan? What should I concentrate on?" So you know what he would say? He answered, and he would say, "Vahalech b'darchei libcha." Not talking about going to parties. He's talking about in Torah avoided gemilas chasadim. Bahalach b'darchei libcha. He said to him, "I can't answer that question. I'm not you. You have to go in the way of your heart in avodas Hashem. Bahalach b'darchei libcha. Mashalibay nimshach achrav." So this isn't from Rav Kook. It would be Rav Kook that you have people say, Rav Kook or not. It's not Machayev, it's anything Rav Kook. We don't hold from Rav Kook, these lashonis. But the Netziv, they'd be afraid to say such a thing. Even the most extreme anti-Rav Kook person, Hashem Yerachim, would be afraid to say about the Netziv. And what is it that bothers them about Rav Kook? Because it wasn't, because his Derech Halev wasn't their Derech Halev. Even though everybody's masking, he was an Elohi Yid, he davened every day 3 times. Rav Kook davened every day. Rav Kook put on film, masking. No one would say that Rav Kook didn't put on film. So how are people so angry at him? This shita and that shita. V'halach b'dachei libcha. That's what his Rebbe taught. Mashalibay nimshach achrav. because that way your heart is pulling you in a Avodas Hashem. Borer, it's clear, Shemazoloi Chazi, that your mazel, your neshama, sees that that's what you need in your life. In this present Gilgul, your whole life depends on that. Mitzvah Achas, or that way of learning, that area of Torah, that inyan in mitzvahs. Doesn't mean, God forbid, to neglect other mitzvahs. Doesn't mean, God forbid, to look down on other people because of their way of learning. Borish mazal achazi. Ki zeh inyan toiv lefi koyach nafshai. That this is what he needs, lefi koyach nafshai, according to the koyach of his nefesh. Baal zeh koma abederach shetirtza. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is explaining. You might think that what? That when it says, halach b'darchei libcha, that it means b'darchei shetirtza, whatever you want in life, follow your heart. Like some fairy tale, like Walt Disney, follow your heart. You might think that's what it's talking about. You might think that that includes things that are not in Torah mitzvahs. You should just go with whatever you feel. That's what the Torah says, which means what? They're not chokmas here. Don't go looking for things outside of Torah mitzvahs, for mitzvahs chadoshes. Remember that losur means looking for a new way. For a new way. The lady has to put on tzitzis. She has to have a new way. I had a young rav last night from out of town that he called me to talk about this inyan, that he started a gemara shir and a new gemara shir in his town, and Baruch Hashem, there was an oidim that came, and it was announced on the thing that there's a gemara shir Tuesday night for men, and you have there this woman that she made a milchama, and she came with a gemara and she sat herself in the front, and she said, she's not leaving, and she's going to stare, and this new rabbi, his whole mitzvah is there in the shul, and the whole shir of the men, and the whole limud haTorah, what? Because she feels excluded. She feels excluded. And this is what's missing in her life. This is her mitzvah achas. To sit above a mitzvah on a Tuesday night with a bunch of guys. That's her mitzvah achas. So the Torah says, V'lois ha'su'ach ha'levachem. Don't look for new things. You're one of the meraglim. The Losasura is a lesson of finding a different way. Everything is in Torah mitzvahs. We have, each person has. In Torah mitzvahs, in the Yiddishkeit of our grandparents and great-grandparents, every person has all that he needs of halach b'darchei libcha, to follow your heart in Torah mitzvahs. Torah, Havoida, Gemilas Chasodim, everybody has. And the Losasura of Avchem, you might think, Masha Tirtze. Masha Tirtze, in other words, not just Masha Tirtze to go to a party. Nah, Shomach's not talking about parties. You might think, in order to have Dveikus Bashan, in order to be close to God, because that's what she's saying, she wants to be close to God. And it makes her close to God by sitting at the Shia, at the Gemara Shia. That makes her close to God. So that's why it says, V'lois ha'su'ach ve'ilavach ma'achrei nechem. Kom asha tirtze. Yeah, everything's dveikus, everything's l'shem shamayim. Halach b'darchei libcha means in the accepted world of kedusha, 100% Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, 100%. Halach b'darchei libcha, l'shem shemayim, dveikus b'Hashem, 100%. But shaloi techapsu, v'loi sesuch means achrei levav, shaloi techapsu, misses chadoshes, ma she'en al pi haTorah. But don't go looking for new things that are not up here Torah, that the Gedolei Torah and the Tzaddikim of all the generations didn't accept. And say that that's your Dveikus Bashem, because it says, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'halad Dach HaLibcha means B'dvar Mitzvah. And B'dvar Mitzvah means, I'm going to say what a Mitzvah is. I'm going to define a mitzvah. It's up to me to decide what the mitzvah is. No. Not. In your learning, you like Nezikin, Gesundheit. You like Kodshim, Gesundheit. You want to specialize in mitzvahs, you want to specialize in Shabbos? Terrific. You want to be a Shem Shabbos Jew, but your specialty is what? Your specialty is buying heaters or blankets for poor people? Beautiful. That's part of our world. That's part of our world. Davening, you have a big connection to davening. Beautiful. But don't say akdamas on Tisha B'av, you understand? We have a nusach of davening, we have a seder tefillah. Don't add a bracha to Shemoneh Esrei that you want to make your own Shemoneh Esrei. Halach b'darchei libcha means in Torah v'adim mishasadam. Halach b'darchei libcha. And in that Darche Libcha, a person will find all of his Aslacha. All of her Aslacha will be built from that point of Halach B'Darche Libcha in Yiddishkeit. But it has to be in the world of Yiddishkeit. I'm not going into how to define that. Obviously, we're talking about Gedolei HaTorah, not because some rabbi gets up someplace and says that this is a mitzvah. I'm talking about what Gedolei HaTorah through the generations have defined as being mitzvahs. Not what some Amaris calls a mitzvah. What mitzvahs are? But shalait dechabsu v'lo yisasur achvei levavchem. Generally, in Torah mitzvahs, just like in life, halach b'darchei libcha. In Torah mitzvahs, halach b'darchei libcha. And that'll bring you to simcha. Smach b'ocha v'yad v'sacha. V'yitiv chaliba v'yimei b'chor yisacha. That's fantastic. With learning, with davening, with mitzvahs, terrific. Rabbi Shmuel says, but you might think you might think that when it comes to what? Not to parties. That when it comes to Avodas Hashem and Dveikas Hashem, it's Kol Mashet Tirtze. It's whatever your heart desires. Whatever makes you feel close to God. So you want to have a Kumsitz and sit with your girlfriend and to hold hands with your girlfriend by the Kumsitz and to close your eyes and to sing a Niggun. And you say, how can you do such a thing? It says, what says? V'halak v'dach elim. So that's why the Torah says, no. Be careful. L'sasu means don't find new ways of dveikis b'Hashem. In the world of Torah mitzvahs, halach b'darchei libcha. It's a big yisoid. Very, very big yisoid that we're learning to remember this, what it means. Shalai t'chavsu mischadosh ma'asheh eno al pi ha-Torah v'lai nichla b'mitzvah tzitzis. Because tzitzis is, of course, also talking about the mitzvahs. So the Torah's Megalu is by the mitzvah of tzitzis, because the mantisku was hisim as kol mitzvah isai, because tzitzis has all 613 mitzvahs. So it has to be in the world of tzitzis, meaning in the world of mitzvahs. Shabay nichlal tayag mitzvahs Hashem velo yoyse meheima. Not more, not anything outside of mitzvahs, only in the world of mitzvahs. In that world of mitzvahs, you're a free agent. In the world of Torah mitzvahs, Halach b'darchei libcha. Shlomach says, I'm a liberal, I'm free-spirited. You want to learn Yevamos the rest of your life? Go ahead and do it. Gesundheit. I'm all for it. You don't want to learn other mesachtas? You feel that Yevamos is your mesachta, and you want to be a Yevamosid, and you want to spend your whole life in Yevamos, you want to write Svarim in Yevamos, you want to chidush in Yevamos? Go ahead. Some Rashi said to you, it's an aveir, you're not allowed to do that, you have to learn this mesech and that mesech. So Shlomo says, halach b'darchei libcha. Of course, we're not going into the shittas of a person learning to know other mesechtas, but that's the ikkah you want. The ikkah is v'halach b'darchei libcha for it. But outside of mitzvahs, or to come up with your own interpretations of Yiddishkeit, and to say v'halach b'darchei libcha, because that makes you feel close to God, because that's something which gives you a feeling of Dveikis Bashar. So that, the Torah says, V'lo yisasu achvei levavchem achvei neichem shatem zema. You have Binyan? Who was Rav Gifter writing the letter to? The Bochum nowadays are taking much longer to grow up. You know that. We know that from ourselves. Even though we're married, we're still Bochum. So, Rav Gifter was writing that letter to a Bochum. And Rav Gifter said to the Bochum, you're asking me about Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. after saying all kinds of very complimentary things about Rabbi Yosef Ber, he said that I'm telling you that Rav Soloveitchik would want you to learn Gemara Rashi Tosis now, not to be worried about the lonely man of faith. You know, you're a bacher. It was a bacher in Long Beach Yeshiva. It was written to. You're 16 years old. You're not the lonely man of faith. You know what I mean? Just try to get to davening and to the seder in yeshiva. We'll talk about how lonely you are later on in life. Right now, just make sure you stick to your learning. So what was Rav Gifter? Rav Gifter was not, of all people, Rav Gifter happened to be exceptionally broad-minded. What he was saying was the same thing I said 2 weeks ago that I was careful to say, and it has to be repeated over and over. That smach bochi b'al desecha, it's clear, especially now, that children must be put into a healthy mezgeres with clear boundaries and directions and so on in learning. I'm talking about in learning. And you can't have some 13-year-old bar mitzvah bacher, but the rabbis, this man we're learning, you know, this man we're learning Bava Kamra, and this 13-year-old pipes up and says, I prefer Sanhedrin. You know, I'm a Sanhedrin guy. Or, you know what, Rabbi, I'm not into Gemara, I'm into Halacha, or I'm into Machshava, and I don't want to do any Gemara this year, I just want to learn, you know, I want to learn Derech Hashem from Ramchal. So what do you do with a kid like that? You tell him, what are you, a Kanaka, a Maven, a Mumcha? You put your finger on the place in the Gemara and stop krachzing. I agree with that. Obviously, not in that way. But I agree that for the kid, you have to be, with kids, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because he hasn't found himself. It starts to get, at what point does it start to get sticky? Every kid is different. But it is a problem once we get to 16, 17, 18, it begins to get complicated. And that's where the difficulties arise in running an institution. I'm not jealous of any of these principles of Rosh Yeshivas. It's the easiest thing in the world for any of us to sit and to criticize them. I don't know, how are you supposed to have a yeshiva? Every single guy in the yeshiva has got different inyanim, right? I wouldn't know how to do that. You're supposed to keep, you get 16, 17, 18-year-old bochum in the yeshiva. So when you go to a big, big place like Lakewood or the Mir Yeshiva, so when the guys get older, they have a million chaburas, right? If you want to learn mikvaris that year, all you have to do is walk around, look on the wall, and you'll find a little tzatzel someplace. Anybody interested in learning mikvaris, call. Right? You want to learn mikvaris? I'm also from the same shoresh as you. I want to learn mikvaris. Because there's a shaykhis, he has an inyu with mikvaris, he wants to learn mikvaris. So in Lakewood, in the Mir Yeshiva, you can look on the wall and you can find a guy, oh, mikvaris. And you could do that with other things not invited to. But when the guys are young, when the kids are little, you know, you can't let them loose in the toy store, in the candy store. It's dangerous. So there has to be a certain framework in Mesgeris. That's all we could do. And they're doing the best they can. It's very, very hard to run a Moisid. I spoke with this many times. L'chadchila, Yiddishkeit was not meant to be institutionalized. The beginning of our people was not with building as institutions and principles and curriculums. That's not how it started. All that we're in right now is a b'di'evet. Our whole way of learning Torah now is all a big b'di'evet. The chadchil was meant for father to sit down with his son and to learn. Who knows the kid better than the father? And to learn with him in a way of his kashus. Like the Tanya says, Miyas HaKadosh, his kashus. Because the father knows his son. It wasn't meant to be like that, a classroom with 28 guys in some building somewhere where the kids are crying, they leave home and they come to some building and each kid is a different world and the only thing that they all have in common is that the Rebbe doesn't understand one of them. That's all the kids have in common, is the Rebbe doesn't understand any of us. That's not how Yiddishkeit was meant, that's not L'chadchila. All that we're in right now is a terrible b'de'evet. I've often said, even though it's radical, and it's no chachmah for me to say after the kids grew up, that I look back now and I see this, you know, homeschooling, there's a lot to be said for homeschooling. The only thing is that socially it's a very hard thing. How do you raise a kid that you should be more urban abrius if you bring them up, you know, with the homeschooling? But if a person, if you have such a mitzvah that the father doesn't have to go out to work, I'm talking about with limud Torah with the son, and he's able to sit and to learn with the son. Soloveitchik never went to any yeshiva. Lubavitcher never went to any yeshiva. And there are many, many great people that their greatness developed and thrived in the home, not in yeshiva. The whole thing with institutions is bedevit. All of institutionalized Yiddishkeit is a bedevit. All bedevit. All the buildings and all the principles and all the budgets, it's all bedevit. The chalchilo is meant to be a father and a son sitting and learning. So they're trying. It's very hard. It's a very, very hard thing. I don't know how, I wouldn't know how to do it. But certainly when they're little, you have to be careful. You have to have a way to help the child develop a way of thinking, to have a mind that thinks in Torah. And therefore we have even a certain Messiah, which Masechtas to begin with. We're in Torah to begin with, Vayikra, which Masechtas, and which Prokim, and Bav Metzia, and so on. How come they don't begin with the kids learning Masechtas Brachas? There's a reason. There's a certain halach. Why do they usually begin, traditionally they would begin with, at least the European yeshivas, would begin with Nezikin, with Bav Metzia. There's a reason for it. There's a very, very deep reason why with Dafka with Bav Metzia. Hamafkid El Metzias. There's a very deep reason for it. How to think like a Jew. How to think. There are very, very big reasons for these things. At some point later on, the question is whether or not that kid, where is he going, and what does he need now? But as children, we have no choice, because the father's not sitting with this kid. It would be different if the father would sit with this kid. We wouldn't have that. But we're in a bedevit, and in the bedevit, they try their best that there should be a misgaris, and we hope that each child will be able to find himself or herself from that misgaris. Unfortunately, what Rav Kook is describing, the problem is that oftentimes the people who work in institutions themselves become institutions. It was only meant to be a building to have kids in, but not that the person himself becomes a building. But institutions are very, very hard. It's very hard to preserve human emotions in institutions. It's very, very hard to keep that. It's very hard. Institutions become, I had this, I was talking to a teacher the other day. She was telling me that in the school that she teaches in, it's in a Beis Yaakov, a very wonderful school, she said that there's a big rule that they're very strong with, it's a big school, that none of the girls could talk when they finish lunch, and they go back to the classroom, there's no talking at all in the halls. So this not a word, and the teacher stand by the stairs, shh. So this teacher asked me, why not? Why can't they talk? Now, why can't the girls talk in the halls? What's wrong with talking in the halls? They can't talk at all when they're in class. Why can't they talk in the halls? So I said, well, I guess they want them to come in like a disciplined way, that they shouldn't come in, loud and wild, that they get in the halls. I tried to figure it out. But I was thinking about it later on. It's a pretty good question. Why can't they talk in the halls? Now, I understand why a fire drill. I understand. But like on a regular day, everybody's like, why can't these little girls talk? And why do they have the lady standing on every floor? Like with a whip, that if a kid talks, they get across the head. Why? So I know that the educators, the institution, the building would say you can't run a school like that with girls coming and yapping. Tisha Kav and Shasicha coming into the classroom talking. What are you supposed to do with them? No, but I was thinking it's pretty sad. Why can't they talk in the halls? This is bothering me now the last 2 days. Why can't the girls talk in the halls? I don't have a terrace for it. The building has a terrace, but as human beings, could we answer that question? Why shouldn't little girls be allowed to talk to each other when they're walking on the stairs? They can't talk at all the whole day in class. You know what that is for a girl not to talk? That's an unbelievable avoda for a girl not to talk. And they can't talk the whole day in class, and then when they're walking up the stairs, there's ladies standing there saying, shh. I don't know. That's the only buildings talk like that. Shh. Human beings don't say. Human beings say, Kindlech, enjoy, laugh and talk and skip and run and have a good time. Smach bocha b'al b'sach. The answer is, no, we're running a ma'isad here. Shkoich. You could say all the dresses you like on a Friday morning shia. You're not running the institution. I'm running the institution. And they're right. But it's a bedevit. You understand, Binyamin? For children, it's very hard because all of it's evident. Are there souls being strangled? The answer is yes, they are. And it's very, very sad. What would Rav Gifter say about that? Rav Gifter would have it maybe a different mouth about at what age, and maybe he would say, don't start with Rav Soloveitchik. Learn other things, learn Rav Soloveitchik. When you're older, he's not going to understand Rav Soloveitchik. Because Rav Gifter never said that there's anything wrong with learning Rav Soloveitchik. He just said how and when. No. Okay, these are different mahalachim. The problem begins when I say that my mahalach is the only mahalach. This is what we see, the Balashitas. The Balashitas are very, very dangerous people. Even when they leave the building, they're still buildings. When they walk out of the building, they still become buildings. Can you imagine if the headmistress from the school comes to her house and she tells her daughter she can't talk in the hallway? At home. Because I'm home. So I'm sorry. I have to be consistent. There's no talking in the hallways. I'm home. It's Shabbos. I'm sorry. This is how we do things. These are the Baal Yeshitas that are ruining Yiddishkeit. Not the Rav Gifter's Chalil. The Baal Yeshitas, they're the ones that are ruining the children. Well, we'll keep the pages. This page will continue until next time.